Wine Studio.
Hi, welcome to TechWife, a podcast all about simplifying tech for non-techies by a non-techie. That's me. I'm your host, Preeksha Kapparwan, co-founder and CMO of Alpha AI, a super AI data platform. Join me in this journey as we explore new technologies and how businesses are leveraging these innovations. So, let's begin. There is so much noise around data today that I decided to dedicate first episode of TechWise to demystifying data. So, what is data and how it is used and why is it important is all that we are talking about. In recent years, data has become the most valuable resource for industries. You might have heard people quoting, data is the new oil, or in data we trust, or keep your opinion, give me the data. Why is that? Why is data so important? And what is data, first of all? It's not your internet balance. Well, it is, in a way, but that's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about data that enables Amazon to sell you more than what you originally intended to buy, allows Zomato to suggest popular restaurants around you, or Spotify to find a song that you might love. Data is any information collected together in a format that can be used to drive insights. Yes, data is information, and this information helps today's businesses, healthcare, government, and lot more sectors. But hey, you can find data everywhere. Your name is data. Your personal mail address is data. Your phone number is data. So data is everywhere all around us. Data is being used in several industries, and it is also a part of new scientific discoveries as well as playing a critical part in our daily lives. We just don't see it because it's not that obvious to us. So want to know how data is ruling the world? That's what we are going to explore next. Well, data is not very complicated. It is easy. It is available everywhere. So what is stopping you from using data? When you have a single data point, that usually is not of much use. But you have to collate a lot of data that a lot of companies are collecting offline or online, or, you know, both ways, to make sure that it makes sense and they can use it to further their profits. And the next part of collecting data is diving into data science. Once you have data, you have to know what to do with it. And that's where data science comes in. Now, I'm going to tell you what data science is. There is a lot of conversations around it. A lot of your friends might be saying that we want to become a data scientist or start studying data science and be into a profession that gives us more chances to work on data analytics related projects. Data science is what makes data powerful. If you don't believe this sentence, you might believe your friends and a lot of companies which are using your data today to bring a lot more profit in their company. Let me give you a simple example. Did you know Netflix decommissions, that means stops production of a lot of shows only after 2 seasons? You might. But do you know why? Let me walk you through it. In 2021, a few high-profile shows got cancelled. You may have seen them, you might not have seen them. Some of them are Cursed, Emily's Wonder Lab, Bonding, The Crew, Country Comfort. Now you have a chance to go and check these seasons out, check these shows out on Netflix and see that how many seasons were produced. So these are cancelled because Netflix decided not to produce them anymore. But how did they decide which one to keep and which to lose? Or why launch a new season of Money Heist in September 21? That's where data science comes in. Data science is the study that includes strategies, processes, algorithms, and systems to collect, extract knowledge, and produce insights from a wide range of structured and unstructured data. I know it's a bit complicated to explain, but here is the easy version. Data science is the process of gathering insights from data. So how does Netflix uses it? Well, Netflix chooses a few parameters that it will use to evaluate new seasons. They are not only collecting your name, location, age. They are also looking at minute data like which genres you are watching, how many times you have watched a particular season or episode, which device, which profile. Do you skip ads? what time you watch, etc. So they came up with three primary reasons why Netflix should extend their shows. The first method is known as starters, and it focuses on how many individuals watch just one episode, the pilot episode of the series, and for how long. Did you watch the entire episode or did you just stop after first 5 minutes? The second method is known as completers, and it refers to how many subscribers complete an entire season of the show. And finally, there are watchers, or the number of subscribers who watch a show on a regular basis. And probably that's why you see a lot of shows being published on a weekly basis. So you can create a habit of watching these shows regularly. That means their success rate with those shows will go much higher. Well, you know, how we used to wait for Chitrahar every Sunday and watch it dedicatedly, you know, just like that. You can come to the conclusion that if these numbers are bad, then your favorite show is probably not going to make it past season 2. Based on these parameters, Netflix decides whether to renew or cancel its show. And there is a formula to it. There is a method to it. They call it viewership versus cost of renewal evaluation process, which analyzes the cost of production for a new season and how many people are watching it. That kind of gives them a percentage of success for a particular show. So you see how Netflix is deciding if they want to produce show in a particular genre and if they want to continue producing it after 2 seasons, or should they stop? So this is the way, using data science, they directly identified first what to create and if they need to continue production of a new season. And that's one reason why you love the shows Netflix produces so much, because they are catered to you. They have been created keeping in mind what someone like you would like to watch. This way of making movies and television is new. Since OTT platforms and on-demand television are now very popular, data science helps make more interesting and profitable shows while keeping the production cost really low. Everything is completely data-driven, so there are no more shots in the dark. That means you are not creating, or like the producers are not creating projects which will flop, which will not be seen by many people. And that's a good thing, right? The data science is helping keeping the costs low of production and failure. So just to revise a bit, data science is the process of gathering insights from data. What is good data and what is bad data? It's a little thing we can discuss now. Is a pen data or is a phone data? Physical objects are not data unless they are in numbers. For example, 10 red pens is data. It tells me some information about the kind of pens and the number of pens, right? People using red pen is data, and it's good data because now we have red pens and we know people who can buy red pens from us. So this is two kind of data that correlates and will help us increase our sale. But if we know people who buy red pens and we have 10 iPads, it's unrelatable data because I can't do anything with it. There are multiple instances where people collect a lot of data, but they do not know how to use it, or it has nothing to do with your core problem. So that is bad data. And then there's another kind of good and bad data. But let's see the types of data first and then we'll come to it. So these two types of data are unstructured and structured data. Structured data is information that is simple, accurate, well-organized, something that you can simply download on your Excel sheets. And unstructured data is something like a log file or an audio file or an image file, which you cannot manage in a way so that it can come into rows and columns. That is unstructured data. To give you a real-world example of data, the date and time of an email are structured and can be noted down in an Excel sheet, so it's structured data. But the content of the email, which is text, that is unstructured data. Structured data includes things like dates and time, cell phone numbers, name, addresses. Unstructured data includes things like audio and video files, images and digital photographs, surveillance camera recordings, books and PDFs, product reviews. So everything that is in audio and in text is unstructured data because we cannot possibly find patterns in it. So when you talk about structured data, you're talking about how can we manage data in rows and columns so that we can find some kind of correlation, like we talked in the example of Red Pen and people who use Red Pen, right? So imagine you have a small shop and you have 20 to 30 customers who buy from you daily, and you have 100 SKUs. That means number of products in your shop. So you know each day what everyone is going to buy, because by now you know everyone by name, you know what their address. So this is what happens in mom and pop shops, which are small baniya shops in your society, who knows that Ravi is coming to buy from them. If Ravi comes, he would want to have a thumbs up and a packet of chips maybe, right? So that is the data shopkeeper keeps about the people in his locality around him. Now take the same situation and think about someone like Amazon. They process almost 2 million orders every day in India alone. That means for them to personally know you and what your buying habits are is very difficult. Jeff Bezos is not coming to find a perfect comforter for Ravi or find a perfect phone for Ravi or headphones for him, right? So what I'm trying to say is that for a company that huge, that produces millions of data points about every person to personalize what they can offer to those people is huge, right? That kind of data is huge, and that is what is known as big data. Now, this data is not only your preference, age group, your location, how often you order from them, what kind of money you spend with them, but this data also talks about that how many times have you visited Amazon website on a particular page, and which product are you looking at again and again, which variation of the same product are you looking at, where has your cursor moved, which product you have added to your cart and did not buy. So that is huge number of data points for a single person, right? That is called big data. So this is really hard for a human to memorize, right? Or personally keep an account of what kind of data points we are putting with us. So you understand what is the huge amount of data point Amazon is collecting for you, right? That means they are trying to understand things that you even don't know about yourself. This cannot be manual. This has to be done by some super AI. Something which is artificial, and that's where their technology comes in, which try to understand that what is your buying pattern? Are there any clustering they can do with your kind of consumers? And what are the hours of the days where you are most active on their website? This helps them understand buying pattern in a particular demography. You get the example, right? How a local shopkeeper is trying to keep his customers engaged by personalizing every item that they are trying to buy and ordering those items, making sure that these items are available for you. That is where he's using data on a small level. And similarly, Amazon is using much more data points to make sure that you go happy from their website, and every time you are there, you're buying something. So in all these examples, the ideas and strategies are evolved from data insights. So data insights is the purpose of data science. And when you apply data science to a large number of data, a beautiful thing happens. It tells you how you can be profitable, which kind of product you should be creating, which kind of people you should be targeting, which kind of areas you should be promoting in, and how you should run your Google ads, Instagram ads. You know everything about it. You are being targeted, right? If you say something or if you look for something on Google and find it on your Instagram, you know that that data has reached Instagram and some company is using it to target you. But you don't mind, right? Because you are happy when you can find your favorite product being discovered for you, being showcased for you, and options around that, right? You can provide a personalized experience to each customer. So these companies are trying to provide personal experience to each customer so that they are happy and they are more willing to purchase from you as the trust is being built. Now, while we talked about data, I have taken names of a lot of companies. They are large companies, right? You might feel that is the shopkeeper using it right, or the Amazon kind of companies are using it right? Is it just for the bigger companies or just useful when there is a lot of it? Well, there are smaller companies as well, you know, we call them startups like us. who try to understand insights in smaller data, who try to understand how we can use some very niche kind of specific data to develop products that people will like or would like to use. So my suggestion to you is that when you're looking at data, now that you understand what data is and what kind of data is useful and how companies are using it, if you are trying to start something or you have a chance to, you know, study a small project, you should definitely try keeping a small data set for yourself. This could be just a match score when you can use the data to try and understand what will be the performance of a particular player in the next match, depending on his performance of the previous matches. So it is a very real life example that you can use yourself, or you can possibly, you know, look into stock market as well. If you want to invest or not, that's up to you, but just have a look. Try to see that how data moves, what kind of data is affecting the final number, the trend, right? So this is what data is capable of. It is capable of creating impact, creating money, creating profitable businesses, creating innovations, new ideas, and this is what runs artificial intelligence. So in conclusion, what we discussed today is all about how data is beneficial for a lot of business and why is it so powerful and why is it called the new oil? Because the kind of power data harnesses is beyond what we have seen so far. Thank you for tuning into this episode of TechWise. I'm looking forward to learning your takeaways from it. And if you want to request a specific topic, share it with me at BossyMiss on Instagram or LinkedIn. And tag Wyn Studios, that is WYN.studio. You can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other platform you like to keep discovering tech. I'll see you in the next episode of TechWise. Have a good time.